When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I hope everybody is having a good day out there. It's been, like, super, super weird weather here. Like, it just snowed for the first time in Ottawa, and I love the snow, so I am not complaining whatsoever. But welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast, everybody. The podcast where we talk about everything and anything, the stuff that you're too awkward to talk to your parents to, and the stuff that you're too scared to talk to yourself with or talk to your friends with, you know? And I'm really happy that I'm able to do this with you guys. I'm really happy that I'm able to be here and get in touch with a side of you that maybe you didn't know, you know? And today I want to talk about two things. Excuse me. Don't worry, it's not COVID, but just a dry throat, okay? I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about how I've been having a rough time just waking up lately, and how that's okay, and that's pretty common. But I also want to talk to you about falling in love with the wrong person. Now, I've made TikToks on this, I've made Instagram reels on this, but I feel like I really want to go in depth with it and see where my thoughts take me on the whole topic. I do have a few notes, but really, we're just going to go off the membrane and see where we go. And so firstly, I want to talk about, I've had a tough week. I know there's a lot of people out there who have a tough time getting out of bed, and so it's not just me, and I know it's not just me, but it feels like it's just me, and I'm making this, I'm not proud to make this, but I'm making this so that maybe those out there who are having the same troubles know that they're not alone. And I have a hard time waking up, and it's not because I don't want to. It's not at that point yet, just so we're clear, just so everyone's not scared out there. It's that, it's so hard to talk about. It's not that I don't want to wake up. It's not that I want to sleep and I want to miss my day. It's that I just am so tired that I don't want to get up and battle this demon. And I've been battling him a lot gender specified my demon. I've been battling this for 2 years, this not getting up thing. And I was in such a good place 2 years ago. And so I keep comparing it to that, which when I know it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's also not a good thing. It's not a great thing. But to compare yourself to a better you is not awful. It's actually really good. It's better than comparing yourself to somebody who is unattainable and is not you. But I've been comparing myself to myself lately. And I think I've been doing it a little bit too much recently. You know, in the past few years. Now, I used to be like super, super clean. Like when you walked in, I lived in a studio apartment, and when you walked into that apartment, like I vacuumed every day. Like I cleaned, I cooked, I made my bed. I did everything. Every time, mind you, I always had somebody over. Like one of my friends was always coming over, so I always cleaned the place. I was trying to make sure that they felt comfortable and they didn't walk in and be like, oh my God, this is dirty. But anytime like I had a girl over, they'd walk in and be like, whoa, this is does a girl not live here? This is a guy's place? Like what? And that was always a compliment that, I don't know, I really, really enjoyed. I loved telling people that it was a nice, like hearing that it was a nice place and it was clean and oh my God, I'm really impressed. I love that. And this past year, I walk in, I take off my jacket, take off my clothes, whatever, put on pajamas, whatever I'm doing, and I just leave my clothes on the ground. And I think, I'll do it later. And I think I do that because I'm trying to give myself a task for the future that's different than listening to what's in my head. So I give myself a distraction. But my room is a mess. And lately I've been staying up until 2 a.m. as well. And normally I would stay up until like 12 or too, if I'm working, you know, and I'm like really happy and really motivated. But now I'm not waking up until like 9. I never wake up past 10. I know this doesn't sound that bad, but for me, I'm usually somebody who wakes up like 6, 7 a.m. and I like to like go on a run. I like to go for a walk. I like to do something. I like to see the sun rise. And I just haven't been doing that. I feel like I've been like too scared to get up and get going and clean my room because I'm scared of failing. I'm scared of trying something. I'm scared of working towards something. And I keep my expectations low, so I'm always working my way up. So if I take my clothes off and I leave them on the ground, I'm going to feel productive because I cleaned up my clothes. When in the first place, I could have put them away. Right? And so I put my hardships into different positions, and I put them in different places so that it allows me to focus on them in a more positive way. But it's slowly killing me because I'm not acknowledging the issues that are in my head. I'm not acknowledging the problems. And I'm putting it on something else, something totally different, something like cleaning up my clothes or cleaning my room. And I, you know, when I clean my room, I feel like I'm a totally new person, right? We feel like, oh my God, oh yeah, I just cleansed my whole life. No, you cleaned your room, but you let it get messy in the first place. And I think a lot of times we forget that. We forget that point of where we were. And we need to acknowledge it more. So I'm putting this out there because, one, I want to kind of feel humiliated for it. Not in a really bad way, but in a way that like puts me into a position where, you know, I should start taking care of myself and taking care of my room and cleaning and everything like that and doing it right the first time, because I know how to. It's not that I don't know how. I do know how. I just don't do it. And it's time I do. And so I call this like the week idea, W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. It's not for a week, but it is for a week. It's just a week idea. Now, I think about this, like I sit down and I write like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want it to be. This is my new habit, whatever. And I call it the week idea because we do it for a week and it's so not strong of an idea that it breaks and we don't continue on with it. Like I literally forget my ideas. I forget why I'm doing something. And it sucks. It sucks. I try so hard to keep a routine and I can't. There's some things that I do. Some things like I used to work out. Oh, I apologize. That was like a popcorn pop. I used to work out every single day. And now I have the hard time like finding the motivation and like the energy to do it. And so I'll do it for a week and I'm like, oh, I feel great. I know working out makes me feel amazing. But I have one bad day and I forget everything. Because I pile it all up in my head. So what one thing that I am doing that I'm trying to nail myself down to is do a little focus on myself every now and then, right? I think we should take our time to ourselves. And it doesn't mean that, you know, we need to put on a face mask or listen to music, write music, cry or anything like that. But for me, I want to talk to my therapist once a week. I think there's a lot of stuff that I just need to talk about. For me, I need to stop working. The numbers are going to stay the same, grow, change, whatever. And I just need to slow down every once in a while. Like I'm doing too much and I'm doing it always. I'm doing all the time. And I can't sit down and I can't be with the ones I love because I'm thinking about something else. And I need a shut off button. And I don't necessarily know how to get that, but I'm still trying to figure it out. But I'm vocalizing this. I'm putting this Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
you can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now back to the episode.
Out into the world that this is my weak idea that I hope turns strong. I really, really do. I really, really hope this turns into something. Now, I want to talk about falling in love with the wrong person for too long. I made a TikTok about this, made an Instagram reels about this, but this is a tough thing to talk about because there's a lot of hard-hitting truth in it. I don't believe in falling in love with the wrong person. I also don't believe wrong person, wrong time, right person, wrong time. I do not believe in that. I believe people come into our lives for a reason and then they're for a reason and they leave at a certain point for a reason. And I think that reason is valid. And I think that's something that just happens. I think people are in our lives for a certain amount of time. They come and they go. I think our connections are strong with people for a certain amount of time. When we need somebody most, our connection is strong. And that's just how it is. It's a simple math, right? And so somebody asked me, they're like, I feel like, how do you know if you've fallen in love with the wrong person for way too long? And I don't think it's about who. I don't think it's about who the actual person is. I don't think so. I think that's just like a piece of the puzzle. I don't think that's the missing piece, because I think the missing piece is that you haven't been focusing on you. So you've been prioritizing this other person in lack of prioritizing yourself. So I think this person was in your life for so long because you were scared to let go and see where yourself, you as an individual, your strong self can truly go. Right, we place these stoppers, these boundaries on other people, and we say it's their fault. We put this blame on everybody else, saying like, "Oh my God, I was with them for so long, and they sucked, and they were trash." And you know, why were you there? Why did you stay? Was it love, or were you just scared? And that's a friggin' hard question to answer. And I don't expect anybody to know that answer. But I expect you to feel it. You know, a lot of times we're standing there and we're like, what do we want to do? Like, do we want to take this job? Do we want to take this job? And at the end of the day, your mind can think about everything, but your gut can't. Your gut can think about what's right, what feels good. When you eat food, you're like, that's good. Or you go, I don't like that. Or it's all right, but that's still not good enough. When you eat something that's really, really good, you go, that's good. Maybe you have different words, but that's really it. That's what it breaks down to. Your gut literally decides things for you. And I think it's time we start listening to it. It's time we stop being scared. It's time we actually take that step in our life to move on from somebody, something, and live for ourselves. And it doesn't mean that you have to leave people. It doesn't mean that you can't be with somebody. It just means that you have to leave some time for yourself and you have to listen to your gut every now and then. If you don't want to do something, say you don't want to do something. You don't know something, say you don't know something. If you want to do something, say you want to do something. That's not being coward. That's not being an egotistical asshole. That's not being a bitch. That's not being anything, any bad remark that comes to your head. That's not being anything bad. That's being you. And if you think that's bad, then I think you need some time alone to figure out that you're all right. That you yourself are strong and you deserve to see where you can truly go. And we always think about life as a duo deal. It's always, we need somebody beside us, by our side the whole time to do something. When in reality, you fucking don't. You really, really do not. Some people need other people, and that's okay. That's not necessarily being codependent. Some people just like the company of others. Some people like to know that their strength if they're not strong enough. And that's okay. But I think it's important that we know our own strength. So if you're listening to this and someone, something came to mind, ask yourself, what is your gut saying right now? What, like, actually ask yourself, what is your gut saying? Not what your mind is saying, not what your, when you go to eat a burger, okay? When you go to eat a burger and you take the first bite, before you take that bite, you're thinking, oh, I really probably should have got like a salad, or I should have got a wrap, or I probably could have made food at home or something like that, right? But when you take that bite, your gut goes, oh, yeah, I've been craving this for a while, all right? Your mind goes, oh, wait, this is actually pretty good. Like, maybe I can do a workout later, I guess, or, ooh, fries. Yeah, fries are good. But, like, if I eat all those fries, like, I'm probably going to feel like shit. And your mind is going through every possible outcome ever, ever, ever. And that's fine. Let it think. Let it tire you out, right? But you also have to listen to this gut. This gut's being like, oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. You know, then later you're going to be like, oh, yeah, okay. You know what? I should work out. And that's fine. That's okay. You can feel like that. But don't always associate something bad with every goddamn thing. Like, we think about food as some bad thing. I know I'm talking about food now, but I'm still talking about a person. I'm still talking about moving on from a life situation that you deserve to experience for yourself. I'm still talking about that. I'm just giving you a different analogy so maybe that we can understand, because everybody loves food. You deserve to figure out who you are. You deserve to figure out what you like. You just need to force yourself to let go. And it's not even forcing. It's something that you've been thinking about for a while. But it's also something you've been feeling for a while, which is in your gut. And we have to listen to our gut every now and then. And sometimes we're wrong. All right? But I don't think leaving somebody for a brief moment and then maybe going back is a bad thing. They might not take you back, and that fucking sucks. But I'm a person that needs to know for themselves. I can't do the math and sit here and think about it and be like, okay, I'm going to feel like this, and I have to do it. I have to go do it. I have to listen to my gut. When I don't feel good, I need to throw up. I don't sit there and I think, okay, let's see where this goes. Now we're talking about throwing up. I'm sorry, this is all over the place, but I hope you're really understanding what I'm trying to say. That your gut isn't just a process of your body digesting, okay? It's not just your digestive system. It also helps you decide how you feel. And I think it goes with emotions as well. So start listening to it. It's not that bad. It's all right, I do it. I'm doing all right. I have my bad days. Lately, I can't get up in the morning. So I'm going to start listening to my gut and start setting an alarm. My gut is growling at me for food. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't eaten today. So I'm going to go eat. But I hope you guys listen to your gut, and I hope you guys, you know, make a little plan for yourself and try to do some little self-discovery. But thank you guys very much for watching the podcast on YouTube. Thank you very much for listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You guys are amazing. We have a new hoodie drop coming soon, the In My Feelings hoodie. I'm super, super excited for that. So follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, and I'll give you guys all the details. Or you can go to the shop Instagram, is shopstayu on Instagram. And thank you guys very much for watching. Again, if you listen for this long, this is a special thank you to each and every single one of you. You guys are amazing. And if you do listen to this long, please DM me. Even if I don't respond, I just love seeing it. Or leave a comment on one of my Instagram pictures or something. I just want to say thank you. Or leave a comment on the YouTube video. So thank you guys so much. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.